cool tech. Let's go this way. March 13th, 2006. Goodbye.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky, it's the Blind Cool Tech Podcast, the podcast about ordinary, everyday blind people. Now, here's the host of Blind Cool Tech, the fastest talking guy in Kentucky, Mr. Excitement, Larry Scoochcon.
Hey, y'all. How you doing? There you go, little buddy. Ooh, this is going to be kind of windy this morning. We're leaving out of the backyard today. Shut this gate behind me. We usually go out the front door, but just decided to leave out of the back today. Good boy. We're on a little walkway. Oh, there's a trash can there beside the house. Now we're in front of the house. And there's a step. And a few more, and then another step down. Good boy. And one more. Good boy. Left. There you go. Now we're on the main. Jake didn't know which way to go there. Or which way we wanted to go. Good boy, little buddy. Alright, now we're going down the front steps. And on to work. A little windy out this morning. We had some storms last night, the night before. Supposed to get some this afternoon, too. So, we'll hope for the best on that. It's really a gorgeous morning out right now. I wore shorts all weekend, and it's about time for me to break them out for work, but I'm wearing long pants today, and the Crocs, of course. You guys, alright, I hate to beat a dead croc into the ground, but do yourself a favor. Check these out. I did a little bit of research on them over the weekend. I just looked up their webpage and some opinions about them and some background information, and come to find out, what I'm talking about, by the way, if you're new to this, is these shoes I'm wearing. They're called Crocs, C-R-O-C-S, and they're kind of a little bizarre looking. They have holes in them, and the back is open and has a strap, and I got to tell you a little bit about that strap, in fact. They were originally designed back in 2002 by a Colorado company. For yachtsmen. Let's wait for this car. Alright. Good boy. That's my little buddy. Get across the street. Good boy. And they're made of, okay, I'm gonna call them plastic or something. It's some kind of high-tech plastic, and has this, the sole is this, well, the outside of the sole is supposed to be non-skid for getting around on boat decks, but I don't necessarily find it to be that non-skid. It's all right. They're fine for that, but the thing is the comfort of these shoes. Good boy. Can hear those wind chimes there. The wind's blowing pretty good. So, and then the inside of the on the insole, I guess, the inside of the shoe is, it's all made of this non-porous material, and they say on the website, you know, no bacteria can grow on it and stuff. And to clean them, you just wash them off under the sink. And they really don't necessarily look like plastic. They look pretty good, really, I think. That kind of clogs remind you of, maybe. But anyway, the sole, I guess, or what you walk on is what's amazing in this. It kind of molds to your feet. So at first, you know, I didn't think really they had that much instep support, but as I've worn them, you can hear them kind of gloop, gloop. I'm not wearing any socks today. But the comfort is just what's phenomenal. And then, you know, the fact that you can just slip in and out of them. To me, they really are more comfortable with socks. I'm trying to get used to them without. I don't know why. Just want to, I guess, for maybe four in the summer wearing them with shorts. But we were laughing the other day at work. You know, what about in the rain with these things? Well, it rained all weekend. And I never did get any water inside of them. But if you did step in a big puddle and, you know, you weren't wearing socks or anything, it seems like it'd be a pretty easy matter to dry them off. And I say on the website, you know, it's made to let air and sand and water in and out. Now these, like I said, the back is open on these. At least on this particular model, they come to find out they have other models too where the toes are completely open. I think that one's called the Beach. It's like sandals. They've also got something where they're completely closed. And I think they're, you know, like for wearing in winter and stuff. But I believe the ones I've got are the original design, so the toes are enclosed and the back is open and the top of the foot's enclosed too. And like I said, there's holes. There's large holes around the perimeter and then some smaller ones on top. Good boy. Going out into the street detour here. Liz and I were walking here yesterday and I was asking her, I guess this is all chain link fence with a bunch of poles between them on the right between us and the traffic. Then on the left is the same thing, but they've also got a, I think I was telling y'all it's like a mesh, like a nylon mesh. And I don't know why I had it pictured as green. She says it's black. I should have asked her if the top was covered. I don't think it is. Anyway, I was talking about this back strap on these things, on these Crocs. I guess the website was saying these shoes are like convertibles, so you can flip this strap up to the front. You don't have, and then you treat them more as, I guess, is that what you call a clog where there's no back? But normally, I started out using that back strap. I said, well, this is kind of cool. This is like a convertible. And you just flip it up to the front and try that. And you can slip in and out of them real easy. And I'm wearing them like that now, in fact. And Liz and I walked a couple miles last night. And I wore them like that. No problem on a walk. But what's funny is I'm sitting at home that evening and Shelly and Joe were in the living room. They're like, oh, wow, you're wearing them the cool way. I said, what? And she says, well, that's the way everybody at U of L wears them. Convertible style. I don't know, I hadn't decided which I like better. Maybe I thought what I was going to do is use the strap for longer walks like this. But, like I say, I got the top down right now. You cannot believe these shoes. I literally am walking on air. I feel like bouncing. Let's bounce to work, Jake. So these things come in, I think, 17 different colors, too. So they're supposed to be kind of fun. There's some pink ones, and that's what I guess, the pink ones. No, I got the, I guess they're kind of tan looking, topaz, whatever that is. But they have black and pearl and purple and white, so they're supposed to be kind of fun. I'll tell you what, I should buy some stock in this company, because these things are amazing. Like I said, these were $30. It's not, I mean, you can gamble $30. You are a good dog, little buddy. Well, besides talking to you about the Crocs, I wanted to also say, wow, thank you guys, man. I hope this wind isn't too much. I had some offers for some help in terms of several different things. And, well, let's start out with, well, Kai, for example. He has stepped up to the plate and decided to help with the review and editing process and uploading. And I just want to say a very heartfelt and big thank you, Kai. It's probably going to take us a few days to get this implementation underway. We've got to make some structural changes to BCT, and I've got to, you know, well, as far as technology wise, and I've got a couple questions I need to answer. Looks like we probably really are going to switch to WordPress. And it looks like it's pretty darn customizable. So if any of you want to check it out, I imported the RSS feed for it back in December just to play with it. Oh, that coffee smells good. Right in front of Heine Brothers. You can check it out at blindcooltech.com/WordPress. Now, I will warn you that you can't download the files yet, which is one thing we need to fix. In fact, Matt Campbell, you may know the answer to this right off the top of your head. What I did was imported the RSS feed to create that, when I installed WordPress. But I was assuming that it would use the enclosure tags in there to create links on the web page. That doesn't seem to be the case. What I've thought about doing is, I could have done this, I guess, as long as it takes to explain it. But maybe one of you knows. What I thought about doing is making a link on something in the text, for instance, the size of the file. Can't use the title anymore because it looks like WordPress wants to use that for something else. Because I already have the title embedded in the link embedded in the heading. You know, come to think of it, I'm stripping those tags out of there as I create the HTML, though. Well, in any case, it still does want to use that heading as a link, so I might just add a link around the size part of it. And this, good boy. That's it, little buddy. So, once again, anyway, thank you, Kai. I mean, we got one or two little things we need to do. Get this converted over where we can both work on it, and there may be some more of you that want to help out a little bit with that. the other neat thing, and comes at a really good time, is we're trying to convert these the way we're doing things with the website and generating the feeds and everything, is wow, out of the blue, this guy, well, from here in Louisville, I'm not going to mention his name yet because I haven't really talked to him yet, but we've exchanged a couple of emails, and he owns an ISP here in town, and he offered to store the files on there. And I asked him, you know, really know what you're getting into, but we're gonna try it out. And in fact, I looked this morning, and he's in the process of getting them over there, and many of them are there. I didn't count them, and I was able to send one over. Now, I hadn't been able to correctly generate the link to download it from the web page, so hopefully we'll get that resolved today. And what we're going to do with that is start with the new ones coming off the new server. How about the new file? Good boy. And once we've established that that's viable, and it certainly does seem faster, right? Hit a link this morning and had this sound up within just a couple of seconds, so it is faster than archive. I need to talk to Tom about, oh man, I hope that wind's all right, about their backups and everything. I mean, I have backups of all this too, which I guess is okay. Between the two of us, probably be enough. And I'm sure there's one or two of you out there that have got them all. Distribute the archiving process, huh? Good boy, little buddy. So, another big, cool thank you, Tom. Man, I hadn't seen Tom in years and years. Yeah, I can say I knew him from KSB when he was a student there. And I was working at APH next door. Sharp kid, and he really really went on, I guess, to some pretty cool stuff. So I'm looking forward to getting to know you a little more, Tom. And that really, I was kind of throwing some ideas around in the email this morning. That really opens up some neat possibilities too for users uploading files and getting, you know, there's certain people that are regular contributors and know what they're doing and can write their own description, and this is where I really want to see this go, as probably the very next step in the way we distribute this awesome media, this awesome content. And that is, you know, people like Christian Wawell. Let's stop here. Good boy. Oh, siren. Good and windy too. I think we'll hit the button. Let's go straight. That's it. Good boy. So there's cars turning left on, they're on Ewing, turning on to Frankfurt, and I'm waiting to cross Ewing. And there's our cross. Walk signal. Good boy, little buddy. That's it. And we're there. There's a bus waiting to turn left onto Ewing. So one of the really cool things that could make this information flow is to get some people like, well, like Christian and Debbie Norling, Mary. Well, Mary and Lynette, I've already got a neater idea for somebody that's already got a podcast and then just wants to share one or two episodes onto the BCT feed. And we'll talk about that at some point soon. But people that have contributed a few, well, like Chris, Robert Carter, a bunch of you guys that, I mean, there's a lot of good content there and coming through from a lot of people. And you guys know what you're doing. It's not your first time. I think we could get you set up, like with a password and a user ID that you would just upload a file, and we're gonna have a naming convention. I think you've probably already noticed we don't use spaces in the file name. That's more of a archive.org artifact than anything. But let's just go ahead and say, and we'll write these down. But you name your file. For instance, Christian uploaded one installing a DVD RW. Drive. Okay, so he goes through and tags that file before he uploads it. ID3 MP3 tags, MP3 ID3 V2 tags to be exact. And then one of the places in there is a comment, and that comment is what's going to show up on the web page as the description of the file. So right there we've got a channel for well, Neil, obviously, the Scarlet Wombat, Dan. A great financial podcast, by the way, Dan. I'm gonna throw this URL out here, and if I'm wrong about it, I will correct it. I believe it's financial-therapist.com. You guys check that out. Good stuff. So, if we could get a channel flowing like that, you know, I'm just as much of a consumer of this stuff as you guys are. I love to see the new stuff pop up on my podcatcher, and I wish I had an automated way to wirelessly send it over to the book court. You know, while I'm reading upstairs or whatever. But maybe someday. For now, we just have to do it the old-fashioned way, I guess. It's still awesome. Still very cool. So anyway, I'm getting a little far afield here. That'd be one thing we could do with having our own owner of an ISP. That's internet service provider, by the way. You know, like your earthlink.net and your Comcast. Well, this one's no, I won't say the name yet. But I will say I really, really appreciate it, and like I already said, the download speeds are much, much better. And I assume that the downtime on the network is minimal and that kind of stuff. I need to check that out at ISP out more. I might just subscribe to it myself. So anyway, some of the other things we could do with this scenario is that would probably be our first thing. That and this next idea. This next one is for the people that are submitting ones in for the first time or are not comfortable with how to convert files or just don't want to get a ID and get, you know, put their stuff straight onto the stream. we'll have a, like we do now, an incoming folder. And we'll have a team of file reviewers. And right now that team consists of me, and here in a couple of days it's going to consist of me and Kai. And potentially it could consist of 5 or 10 of us, or 50 or 100. You know, I guess if Blind Cool Tech started generating 100 files a day, we really would have to start subcategorizing, but that's something we can worry about a little bit later on. It's not something that's out of the realm of possibilities at all, though. So anyway, the file reviewers periodically monitor the incoming folder, and we will have a, probably the way the files will get into the incoming folder is either the way it is now, which I don't like because people have to remember to send a separate email. What I really want to see is a edit box and I want to say form on the web page, but I don't want to use the negative connotation of the word. Yeah, there we go. Good boy. That's it. Good dog. That's my buddy. I don't want to. What it's really going to basically look like is a Windows Open dialog with an extra description field and possibly an author field if there's nothing in the MP3 tag. So people can just use the web form and describe what it is, tell us who they are. It'll they can browse for their file and they'll send it up to the FTP site. Now, us reviewers will be looking in this. We'll be getting notifications of what comes into the FTP site, and we decide we want to pick one to edit. So the first thing we do is move this out of the new incomes into the in progress. That way nobody else is going to pick the same file. We then listen to the content, make sure it's all there, make sure it's not too wildly inappropriate. I can't imagine, well, no, I'm not going to say that. I can't imagine what would be too wild, but yes, I can. And I don't know what it is, so please don't make us decide yet. So we put it in the in progress folder and tag it up, write a description, and then we just use the regular process that that we just talked about with this automatic upstream feed. And what happens in either way that it's done is that if a reviewer puts it into this upstream feed, or if Jake's slowing down, that's it. I don't know what it is, buddy, but I'm with you. Okay. Good boy. Whichever way it goes there, if one of the people, or if one of the people that had chosen to be a regular contributor, once that file gets put into that process, we have some behind the scenes processing that generates a record in the database of the file's name and content and author and date. And then we can either generate a new web page. It would be a static web page that would get loaded, and which is the way it works with WordPress right now. So when you, anytime you add a new entry, it generates a new web page. and new RSS feed. Good boy, little buddy. And the nice thing about it too is it is self-maintaining, unlike mine right now. You know, I always knew someday I would have to start archiving mine, or this system that I wrote. It just is, I gotta admit, this is only like a couple of days job. I just wanted to have something I had a little more flexibility and control with, or maybe even something I knew a little bit more about might have been the reason. Hey there. Well, I guess that's just the wind blowing stuff around. Jake's sitting down. You panting, little buddy? And the third thing that would be really cool about having an ISP were the... Somebody is pushing the button on the other side, I guess. Is that when you have someone upload a file to the FTP site, you know, the person reviewing it's going to have to pull it down once, which we have to do now, but the original can stay up there and they can just move it to the in progress and then, or rename it, and then rename it to the outstream when it comes time. So, you know, that file can stay on the server instead of pulling it down and then re-uploading it. Good boy. Like we're having to do now, you know, we pull it down from the FTP site and then upload it to ourmedia.org. So really, you know, that, just trying to streamline the process a little bit here. Now the...
Morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good, great. Now the one of the things I like the best about this already, and I must admit I've only looked at it for 10 minutes, is I can now make some scripts and some batch files that, well, yeah, I'll be using that same process as these other guys, and it's going to be so much easier. And the other advantage is you'll be able to do it from wherever you are. So I know, I hope I can really have this in place in the next week. The whole WordPress conversion, the switch over to the new ISP. And you know, one thing I've noticed already, this is going to be our third switch, I guess, for housing the data. So it's important, I see already, that the mechanism for referring to those files and for keeping track of the descriptions of them is portable. This move is going to be a whole lot easier than the last one because I knew that in the back of my mind when I started this. It just wasn't the top priority, but it's a very big priority now in any kind of design of a newer system. Now, the third thing is that, you know, for months now, I have had people I've had people writing emails saying, oh man, this site has changed my life. I didn't know blind people could do this. This is so refreshing. You know, how can I help? I want to donate some money, or I want to do whatever. Well, in the case...
Good morning.
Well, hey!
Edith Etheridge from KSB.
Hi, Edith. Nice to see you.
Good to see you this morning.
Isn't it a gorgeous one out?
We don't know what it's going to bring, do
we? We don't, but we're enjoying it for the moment.
That's right.
You too. so I'm going to pretend to talk into this tape recorder so he doesn't think I'm totally nuts sitting here talking to myself. But the other thing, wait a second here. The other thing is that people have, you know, I just respond and say it's free. Just doing it out of as a project to see where it goes, and to have a little bit of fun and to play, right? And so they said, yeah, but I support this idea. I want to do something. So what we did too was put up a donate button on the top of the web page. So, like I said, don't feel like you have to donate. I mean, this isn't for money. I had the idea that we might try to get people to donate, to hire somebody to do some things, programming-wise, especially some of the more advanced stuff, and we might do that if the... Whoa! Mud puddle there, little buddy. Those Crocs didn't stop me from slipping on that, did they? Good boy. There's all kinds of dirt out here. So, anyway, that donate button's there. Also, if you'll notice at the top of the page, there's also a chat button. This is the chat room that Robert Carter set up, and apparently y'all had a chat, and I guess I missed out on it. Robert and I were trying to get that going, and I could hear him, and I think I heard Don Barrett too. I was upstairs, and I went down and looked, and he was on there. I was upstairs, and I heard, "Hey, Larry, who's in my basement?" So the problem is with Robert and with Don is I could not get the nobody could hear me when I hold down the control key to talk. I get the little bleep and everything, so I need to look into that, and frankly I just have not had the time to do it. So also Darren's talking about teen chat or team talk. So I don't even know which one this chat podcast was done on. Heard Shane and Christian and Hope and who else was in there? Jeff Bishop. So that sounded like fun. That's a neat way to conference. So apologize if I missed out on that. Tell you the truth, I just did not have any time this weekend to do much of anything. I got some of the audio reviewed and uploaded, but that's about it. Got that PayPal button in there. That took all of about 10 minutes. That's amazing how easy that is to do. And I already got a donation, so it's working. All right, this is gonna do it for this edition. Hey, what's up? I was gonna wear my shorts this morning. Absolutely. Oh, I should point out, you're not going to have to do anything differently. Especially in this first phase while we're converting over to the new ISP, you won't see anything differently. The URLs for the direct download will be just housed at a different location. You don't even need to know that, though, because you're just going to, you know, like if you're accessing them via the web page, you're just going to pick the link just like you always did. Or if you're doing it via the RSS feed, they'll just keep coming to you. You don't have to change anything. Now, here in phase two, as we switch over to WordPress, you're going to see the website change a little bit, and I believe this is a change very much for the better. I don't know if you've noticed it or not, but the website is too big. It's takes too long to load. It's got too much stuff on it. So with WordPress, you get the first, you know, or you get the most recent entries for about a screen full or so, and then you get choices about archives. So that keeps your loading time to a minimum as well. And the other nice thing about WordPress is we can have categories on there. And you can actually reply to them too. So, you know, if there's a hot topic there that you want to remain a permanent part of the record, so to speak, you can do that. Alright, this really is goodbye this time. We're going to head on in. I always like to stop out here and let Jake have a little constitutional. Maybe relieve a little pressure. Actually, mark a spot is what it is. I'm fascinated, by the way, with this raw food discussion that's been going on the list. Dog food, that is. I need to look into that more. I guess the contention is these commercial foods are full of fillers. All right, little buddy.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our comment line is 206-984-9203.